This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The death toll in U.S. airstrikes on pro-Iran installations in eastern Syria has risen to 19 fighters. That's what a Syrian war monitor said on Saturday in one of the deadliest exchanges between the U.S. and Iran-aligned forces in years. The U.S. carried out strikes in eastern Syria in response to a drone attack on Thursday that left one American contractor dead and another one wounded, along with five U.S. troops. Washington said the attack was of Iranian origin. At least 23 people were killed and dozens injured by a tornado and strong thunderstorms which ripped across the U.S. state of Mississippi, the state's emergency management agency said, with the twister leaving a trail of damage for more than 160 kilometers. The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he had been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda earlier announced Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina is a U.S. permanent resident. He was accompanied by a U.S. embassy official as he was moved from prison to the residence of the Qatari ambassador in Kigali late on Friday, this according to two senior Biden administration officials. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
In a scorched southwestern France braces itself for fires to come. This is VOA News.